922, Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. January 8th is the busiest online dating day of the year. Why is that? Well, let's find out from smartdatingacademy.com. It is Bella Gandhi. How you doing? It's so great to see you.
I am so happy to be here.
We got a single guy on the show that needs a little help.
Hi, Bella.
With his love life. Well, Andrea's single, too. You got two single people here.
Yeah, but I'm a lost cause at this point, right, Bella?
I feel like you two have known each other forever. Yeah. First of all, why is January 8th the busiest online dating day of the year?
It's crazy. So think about it. It's the Sunday after New Year's Day. 43% of the adult population is single and has made their New Year's resolutions, which could include falling in love, getting married, getting back out there, dating. So the Sunday, right, and Sundays are typically busy with online dating. After Friday night, Saturday night, woo, woo, at the club, Sunday night, right? The music has stopped, okay, proverbially, and people are on.
You're lonely.
So it's the Sunday after New Year's Day. Everybody's getting online. So January 8th, if you're single, mark your calendars. And it gets better. The busiest moment of the busiest day is 7:49 p.m. Central. Right. That's when the most messages are going to be exchanged.
7:49 p.m.
Right. Okay. Match.com might crash.
Okay. That's when he's diving into his mac and cheese and his, what'd you have? The sweet potato and the hot fudge last night.
I mean, I got to be honest. Bell's not telling me anything I don't know. I've been on 7:49 on January 8th for years. It's just never worked out for me.
It's not working.
Okay, no. You're like, it must have been 7:48.
Not happening.
Sure? You're looking at your iPhone?
For people that don't know, Smart Dating Academy, what is it?
So we're a date coaching service. We do things differently. We teach people how to date and how to find people that actually make you happy.
People like Carm, who keeps dating the same person over and over.
Right. We get off the dating merry-go-round or the dating treadmill, kind of stop doing just what our instincts are telling us, but put some ration to the process to find people that make us happy, not just for one night, but for longer than a night.
Carm?
Or a month.
Well, it's a very interesting, I think, what Bella's hitting on here is really hitting home, because I think people get really turned on by the instant excitement of the dating, but then that's not real, right, Bella?
Right. It's kind of like you start looking for that, you know, the crack high all of a sudden. Like, I want that instant chemistry, and if I'm not feeling that, it's game over. But you got to date a lot of people at the same time. And when I say date, I mean date. It doesn't mean you need to, you know, everybody.
No sex.
Right.
I'll say it.
Right.
Everything in life is a numbers game. Everything.
Absolutely.
You're trying to find a new job, you have to look, you have to search, you have to interview 10, 15 times. Same with dating. You have to date 15 women or 15 men to get that right person.
It's like a horse race, right? You got to have many horses to make it a race.
Everything.
Yeah, I was thinking like buying a new car.
You got to test drive that car.
Yeah, and you got to test drive a lap, because like if you look at the horse race, the horse that's, you know, leading on the first lap might break its leg and have to get taken out back. And you got to have horse 2, 3, 4, 5 in the race. You never know, right? You got to keep your dating mojo high.
How many at a time are you recommending, Bella?
Five.
Five.
No.
Five.
Until you're exclusive. Until you're exclusive.
Really?
Just keep it moving.
I love
it. Right. You got to go. And it's just dating. You're getting to know people. Old school, right? Actually dating them. Grabbing a glass of wine. Grabbing an appetizer. Then maybe on the fourth, fifth, sixth date, maybe grabbing dinner. Then doing the movie. So building it up so that you're not exclusive until 2 to 3 months.
So you're saying that's
when Mark's grabbing begins.
So you're like putting a kiss off for like 2 months on your dating plan is what I'm hearing there.
Not a kiss.
Oh, okay, not a kiss. How about
like sliding into home.
Yeah, no, I got
you. Put that off.
Right. So how long are you waiting for first base then? Because if you're just having wine,
you can kiss on the first date.
You can kiss on the first date.
Yeah,
totally.
We're all adults here.
Look,
oh my God.
Okay,
Bella.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Okay, let's. Whoa, Bella.
Let's talk about right. Once you do that, once you have sex, you've got all these hormones, right? You've got increased testosterone, estrogen, dopamine, serotonin, all of these things that make us sort of lose our filters, lose our objectivity. So you want to get to know the person before you do the deed to keep your mind centered and balanced so you don't just get wrapped up on that merry-go-round with the wrong person again and again and again.
Bella Gandhi in studio with the smartdatingacademy.com.
What's the magic number, though, Bella? All right, not not taking Mark's love life into consideration, but you know, maybe you do get comfortable with somebody and you say, you know what, it didn't work out. We're going to get back together. Oh, we broke up. It didn't. My cousin has been broken up and back together with her boyfriend. Now they're together. They're out of the country. That's why I can say this. But they've been on again, off again for, I think, 4 different times. When do you say, okay, you know what, enough, this just isn't working out?
Yeah. I mean, typically, I'm not a huge fan of on again, off again.
No.
No, because I think
they never work.
They don't work, mm-hmm. usually. And they just get more toxic and corrosive with every breakup. It usually doesn't get better.
I have always heard from people, when you know, you know. And when you find that right person, you'll know. And that happened to me. Because you just kind of know. It's weird to say, but it just happens.
Right.
When you know, you know.
Well, and that's
a great
point.
And you have to have your taxi light on, too.
Well, and here's the thing, Pete.
I mean,
I agree.
If you're not looking, forget it. If your light's off, forget it. It's not going to happen. But if your light's on and you meet the right person, you're going to know.
But remember, and I agree with you, if you come from, you know, potentially a healthy kind of parent family background, you might know what's healthy for you. But if you come from a lot of dysfunction and a lot of trauma, what you think is what's familiar to you, which
right.
is someone who's dysfunctional, maybe an addict, someone who's emotionally abusive, physically abusive. Mm-hmm. And human beings tend to do what's comfortable versus what's right. So for some people, when they just know, they know it feels right, but it's actually totally dysfunctional. That's where you have to stop and actually get a good roadmap of who's going to make you happy, what is a functional relationship, and then start to accept those people into your dating
what
lives.
About the people that are listening right now that are scared or watching on CLTV that are scared that are getting back in the dating scene after getting divorced or widowed at 50, 60 years old?
Yeah. You know what? More than 50% of our client base are singles over 50 that are coming out of divorce or are widowed. It's the largest segment of online daters at this point. I mean, Match.com has a property called Our Time dedicated to singles just over 50 years old. So it's a great time to get out there. And dating over 50, it's huge right now. People are excited and they're meeting. I go to weddings of 70-year-olds.
That's great.
It's amazing.
So cool.
It's amazing. So don't be afraid. If you're listening and, you know, you've got that little flicker in your belly thinking, yeah, you know what? It'd be nice to have a partner. It'd be nice to date someone again. Do it. Don't be scared.
Give me 3 takeaways for people that are single that are listening. What
Number
can they
one.
Do? Number one, to start online dating.
Have a dating plan. Don't just throw up some old
Put together
garbage
a spreadsheet.
Photo and throw up like, hey, I don't even know. I can't believe that I'm actually on the site. Don't do that. Like, you have to have a plan when you do this. Have 5 to 6 great photos. Have some good text. And then put yourself on 1 to 2 sites or apps. That's it. Not 8 to 10. You're going to get dating ADHD if you're on 8 to 10 of anything.
Okay.
Right.
You got that, Carm?
Yes.
Have you done online dating? Have you,
no,
Andrea?
No.
You've never done
it.
Have you?
Oh, of course. Are you kidding?
Has it worked?
Well, worked. How do you define work?
I feel like...
Yes, no.
We know each other, but we don't know each other that well. I feel like you're dating the same type of girl.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. But I would say that I've had some really, really, really great relationships. But I would also say at the very end of time, I also got super scared about the ultimate commitment,
gotcha.
Which is what I'm personally working on, that I'm always going to be scared for that, Pete, now that we can really get to know each other.
Right.
And that's just okay, that there's going to be a fear on the whole thing, and that's never going away. You feel me, Bella?
You know what? And most people,
Bella needs
I think
Xanax,
normal
so.
People always have those fears. I have a lot of people, my
Thank
husband
you.
And I joke around. It's like, you know what? This is a renewable contract on a yearly basis, right? Because
renewable
if you don't,
contract.
Right.
And your
Look,
husband's the
like
nicest
it.
Guy on the planet.
Right. It's right. He's an amazing guy. I'm like, yep, contract renewed. Let's do this again.
So, I like it. That's great.
But you got to think about, life always has to have a trap door, right? You have to know, okay, if something goes sideways, I've got an out. So that's how you can start to work on those commitment
There we
fears.
Go. I like it. Problem solved.
Trap door, baby.
Look at that.
You've been coaching couples. Give me a success story you've heard in the last year or seen. Is
oh,
there one?
Oh, yeah. I actually was on the Today Show and had put a woman on there about 18 months ago who was 62, single, wealthy, successful businesswoman, and had never been married, had met a guy in her best friend's driveway. And they've now been dating for a year. And I had lunch with them at RL, and they are so cute. So, and he was a widower. His wife had died of brain cancer 6 years before, and she'd never been married. An amazing couple.
Wow.
Yeah. You got to go with my brother. It's plus 20 from me, 63, never married. Very successful financially.
Interesting.
Needs the right woman.
Cool. Two single guys in the family.
A lot of them. There you go.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah. There's a lot of great women in this city. There's a lot of great guys in this city. If you're not seeing them, it's because you think there's no one good in this city. So put new lenses on, guys. You have to be what I call psychotically optimistic.
Is New Year's Eve a good time to meet someone?
Absolutely. Why not?
Any night of the week.
Any day of the week. Go outside. Look up when you're on the L. Get off your phones. Stop looking down. Look up. Make eye contact with people and smile.
Yes.
Say hi to people. You never know where your half orange is going to come from, right?
All I do all day is ride that L back and forth. Hour to 95th. Hour to 95th.
But you're swiping, right? Right swipe. Right swipe. Right swipe. You got to look up.
SmartDatingAcademy.com. Bella Gandhi. Great to see you again.
Great to be here,
Thanks
guys.
For coming
Thank
in.
You. Happy New Year.